We're going to bring the regularly scheduled Liberty Local School Board meeting to order.
On a Monday evening, members of the Liberty Local Board of Education gather in an upstairs room of the district's high school and gavel in for their monthly meeting. On the agenda, the revision of a policy first approved by the board in April. That resolution said basically this: white students who live in the Liberty Local School District are no longer allowed to open enroll into Girard City Schools. Girard is a neighboring school district. Both are suburbs of Youngstown. Both have open enrollment.
They are doing everything they can to get our children to go to their school district. They take 100 of our kids.
Joe Nora is the superintendent of Liberty Local Schools. In his district of 1,100 students, 100 choose to enroll in Girard, but another 350 also leave for other public school districts, charters, or use vouchers to attend private schools. For every student that leaves for a public option, the district has to give up the state money that helps pay for their education, about $6,100 each.
Our tuition out, which includes all open enrollment, every dollar that gets deducted is over $2.5
million. $2.5 million of about a $16 million annual budget, but a budget that's facing deficits. Nora says they're reducing staff and other expenditures, but the outmigration is making it difficult to provide the students left behind with the educational programming they need to succeed, says Calvin Jones. He's the Liberty Board of Education president.
We can't provide or afford to provide the type of education that we would want our children to perceive by offering a wider choice of educational options that might be on the menu. Because when you don't have the funds, something's got to go.
But the April policy caused controversy in the community and nervousness at the Ohio Department of Education. So last month, Jones's board revised it, and now they reserve the right to object to any resident student who chooses to open enroll into any other district. The objecting can't keep students from leaving, Jones explains, but it can keep them from taking their state funding with them. The policy change in Liberty, though, is about more than just money. It's also about race. According to Ohio law, the district can object to future open enrollment only if it's causing a racial imbalance in the schools.
What is the legal definition of a racial imbalance?
No one knows that.
But what Nora does know is this: 50% of the students who attend his schools are white, and 50% are Black, Latino, or of another ethnic group. But that 50-50 makeup is occurring in a community that is more than 80% white and less than 20% minority, according to U.S. Census data. Nora says his district doesn't look like his township, and every year it moves further and further away, he says, because almost all of the kids that are choosing to leave are white.
We're not looking for an all-white school, but we don't think we should be an all-white or an all-Black school because of open enrollment. Open enrollment should not be the vehicle to cause that to happen.
Columbia University professor Amy Wells says what Liberty is experiencing is happening across the country.
When you create these choice policies, you're much more likely to see patterns of racial and ethnic segregation emerge across schools and across district boundaries.
Board President Jones says those racial patterns have a financial impact, but an educational one too, like the impact on a Black student when they're given the opportunity to compete with a white student in the classroom.
Because our society imposes restrictions on non-white students that they are less than, but when students can see that I've mastered and learned at the same level as my fellow student who happens to not be brown or black, it does impart an emotional and a confidence boost to that student.
With the policy change, Liberty school officials can now object to students who want to leave. And Jones says he won't hesitate to do so, especially if that's what it takes to protect the future of his district and his community. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ashton Mara.